Okay, on the line with us this morning, Joe Thompson. He is VP of Marketing at BuildDirect. That's the online building materials website. And Joe, it's great to have you back with us.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Dave. Great to be here.
Now, just so everybody listening is on the same page with us, talk a little bit about BuildDirect, its history, and what its mission is.
Sure. Well, BuildDirect was founded way back in 1999 by Jeff Booth and Rob Banks. Jeff was a home builder, and he was frustrated with the inefficiency in the market. And so he set out to build a simpler, more trusted home improvement industry, starting in the flooring category. And our mission has really stayed true since that time. The business and the market has changed quite a bit, but our mission is and remains to create the world's simplest and most trusted home improvement industry out there.
That's interesting, because there have been so many changes, so many players coming in, and you pretty much stuck to your original mission.
That's right. Now, we've evolved that quite a bit. In the early days, as Jeff embarked on this journey, it became clear very early on that the first thing to tackle would be the supply chain. In heavyweight goods, there wasn't the same supply chain that existed at scale that is available in lightweight goods like shoes and diapers and blenders, where FedEx and UPS really have an optimized solution that e-commerce providers can plug into. On heavyweight, those big, heavy, bulky, non-conveyable goods are harder to ship and often more costly. And so the first thing Jeff and Rob set out to do was really to create a simplified version of FedEx for heavyweight goods.
Tell us how that works.
For heavyweight goods, it's when you compare heavyweight versus lightweight goods, there's virtually nothing that's done the same in the same way. They're warehoused differently. For lightweight goods, as long as it's okay if lightweight goods travel, like shoes or blenders, it's okay if they travel more miles because it's more efficient to bulk pack and containerize and ship back and forth across the country. Whereas with heavyweight goods, which can be more fragile and weigh a lot more, every mile counts. And so the logistics network is very different. Before joining BuildDirect, I was running a couple retail divisions at Amazon in Seattle. One of my divisions was heavy appliances like fridges and stoves, and one was lightweight appliances like blenders and juicers. And I had no problem shipping out the lightweight stuff at scale because I could plug into the hyper-optimized options that were available with FedEx, UPS, and U.S. Postal Service. But I always struggled with the heavyweight because there was not an anywhere-to-anywhere provider for heavyweight goods at scale in the U.S. And that's what is so interesting about the BuildDirect model, where at the foundation was a whole new supply chain for ocean, port, rail, warehousing, and then, of course, direct-to-consumer. And if you think about direct-to-consumer, the differences between lightweight and heavyweight get even more pronounced. With lightweight goods like shoes, you can deliver, on average, about 13 packages per hour in one medium-sized van with one driver. And no appointments are needed. You can throw the diapers or shoes onto the porch and move on to the next order. And, of course, it's very different for heavyweight goods. Most of our orders average around 1,500 pounds and are very very big and bulky. We have to think about the landscape, getting a truck into the street. We typically use two drivers on a truck. you can make on average 1.5 deliveries per hour. And you have to think about things like lift gates and in some cases even things like cranes to get a hot tub off the truck, over a fence, in some case even on top of a rooftop where the customer needs it. So that ended up being, building a heavyweight supply chain from scratch ended up being quite a big endeavor for the company. And BuildDirect has been at it now for about 15 years and recently got to the point where we felt so good about our overall logistics framework of ocean, rail, distribution, and last mile that we've opened it up to for anyone to be able to use in a product that we call Gateway.
Well, interesting. Well, tell us how that whole logistics system works, and I'm interested in, you know, trucking to, I guess, from the warehouse or wherever it is to the consumer. Common carrier, or if not, how do you do that?
Well, we've built an open network where we constantly have new delivery providers activating into the network, depending on to access the demand signal that's out there. And so we have a mix of national carriers, regional carriers, all the way down to individual truck drivers, which can access our network and fulfill to our customers.
Okay, so would I be correct in saying it's something like an Uber for people with trucks?
You know, I think that's, Dave, that's definitely what we're building towards. I don't think we're there yet, but that's definitely where we're headed. I think that, you know, in many industries, and this industry is no different, you have under-leveraged supply of trucks and in some cases even drivers. And so our goal and our vision as we continue to roll out the supply chain is to open up that demand signal to drivers anywhere and to reward the drivers that provide the best customer service with the most opportunities for more loads.
I see.
And if you think, you know, simple examples would be newspaper trucks, which are out delivering newspapers, and there's still a lot of them. Those trucks are active from very early in the morning, often 3 a.m. to about 7 a.m., and many of them sit idle for the rest of the day. We could activate some of that delivery capacity by allowing those drivers and those trucks to plug into our system.
Interesting. And I'm sure there's lots of similar organizations that have trucks that are idle for a great deal, you know, a great deal of the day.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Now, talk about the products that we're talking about. As you mentioned, you started off in flooring. That's, I suspect, a greater problem than delivering shoes and diapers, but it's not a great problem. What kind of other products are we talking about?
Well, if Amazon started with books, we definitely started with flooring and built quite a bit of density across very different types of flooring, everything from, you know, hardwood and engineered to ceramic and porcelain and tile. And from there, the business organically grew into logical adjacent categories like decking, as well as into the kitchen and backsplash, cabinetry and just a variety of different categories. Up until, I believe last we talked was right after we launched our marketplace, uh-huh, which was February 2016. And until then, we were still manually adding new selection every time someone wanted to add a SKU or a category or a brand to our platform. And with the launch of the Marketplace platform in February 2016, it opened it up for anyone to join our platform at no cost and gave them the ability to add their products to the site. After we did that, we grew from a core of about 5,000 to 6,000 products to north of 140,000 products. We've seen our categories triple and our brands triple, and we anticipate more growth in the year ahead.
I see. Would I be correct? I'm not sure if my memory serves me properly here, but with the launch of the marketplace, products carry the company brand as opposed to private label. Is that correct?
We have we do have some brands that are BuildDirect managed brands, such as Jasper, a variety of others, and we offer that as an option for sellers and manufacturers, whether they're in our core retail program or whether they're on marketplace. Many have opted in to those private brands, but we carry now the full spectrum of branded products, national brand products, everything from Mohawk to Shaw to everything to Armstrong to everything in between.
I gotcha. Now, talk about the company's customers. Obviously, consumers, I think you deal with contractors as well. Are those the two prime categories?
That's right. Our vision is to create a better home and a simpler home improvement experience for homeowners across North America and primarily in the U.S. And so our focus is primarily on the homeowner. We want the experience to be simpler for them in that we want them to be able to find in time more selection on our platform than they can find anywhere else. And we want it to be simpler for them in the sense that they don't have to get into their car, drive to a store, find someone to talk to, and then find the product they're looking for and still find a way to ship it back to their home. We want to be able to take care of all that for them and deliver it right to their home. And we want it to be more trusted in that they know that they'll get a superior value when they come to our site. And we know that, and we want customers and homeowners to know that we back everything that we do with our 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, we also have a rapidly growing professionals program. And we've been delighted with the growth of this area. Typically, what's happened over time is as homeowners buy product from us and hire a contractor to come and install it, the contractor will visit the home and ask a little bit about where they got the product and how much they paid. When they learn the value that the homeowner got and the convenience of having it delivered right to the door, they've reached out to us independently. As a result, we've organically built up a professionals program, and we now offer concierge-level service for pros and incentive programs for them. Unlimited samples and a variety of other things, and it's been just a wonderful program for us.
Very interesting. Do you do commercial work as well as residential?
We do some, and we get quite a bit of inbound requests for commercial projects. Our focus is really on the homeowner and the subcontractor, the contractor. And so in time, we will get to bigger, more customized commercial projects. But we're excited about the opportunity that's ahead of us in the home improvement market with homeowners and professionals for now.
I've got you. Getting back to the logistics, when you deliver something to a consumer's home, I think you mentioned earlier you make an appointment. Sometimes you need cranes and other things. That sounds like a major undertaking.
It can be. It can be. And it's why it's not something that you can wave a magic wand and create a supply chain infrastructure in the U.S. for heavyweight goods. It's really taken 10 to 15 years for the company to build that out, optimizing processes as they go, everything from scheduling and understanding how the most convenient ways for customers to schedule, as well as understanding what types of options customers are looking for. Some want just the product delivered to their door. Others want the wrapping removed and all of the dunnage taken away. And so we're constantly learning from our customer feedback and building more and more options for them, based on how their needs are evolving.
This will complete the initial part of our conversation with Joe Thompson, the Vice President of Marketing at BuildDirect. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Thursday. This is Floor Radio.